For many families here in the Bay Area, a typical Thanksgiving table serves up fresh local Dungeness crab. But in recent years, local crab has been harder to come by as the state has delayed the commercial season for the sixth year in a row. So how are folks getting their California crab? And does it even matter if it's local? KQED's Azul Dahlstrom Ekman went to find out.
Sorry for the mess, but we're like getting ready for some guests coming in for the holidays.
I meet up with Vicky Francisco at her house in San Francisco's Ingleside neighborhood. She's planning to host 18 family members for Thanksgiving this year.
I don't know what it is, but it's just something about the crab that brings them together, more so than anything else.
For her family, it's just not Thanksgiving without fresh, local Dungeness crab. She says it's more fun when everyone rolls up their sleeves and gets their hands dirty, cracking shells, pulling out the meat, and dipping it in sauces. And she says the local crab tastes the best.
The one fresh from the boat, it's very flaky. The meat is white, and it's just, there's a distinct fresh flavor.
Her family started doing this in the 80s, but crab on Thanksgiving has been a Bay Area tradition for generations longer than that. Historically, the commercial season would open on November 15th, just in time for the holiday. But that hasn't happened for the past 6 years. The reason? A 2019 settlement agreement prevents state regulators from opening the season if endangered animals, like humpback whales, are spotted in high enough concentrations off the coast. These animals can and have gotten entangled in the ropes attached to crab traps, causing injury and death. So regulators now have to delay the season until the animals move on. Even with the season delay, you can still buy crab in the Bay Area. At Fresh Meat Seafood Market on Mission Street, Dungeness crabs from Washington State are waiting to be plucked from tanks.
Because of the price, I would like local crab way better.
Manager Alberto Wu says these out-of-state crabs are more expensive. At $14 a pound, the cost can be a deal-breaker.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed. People just leave out the door without buying anything else.
So this time of year, many people who want local crab just get it themselves. Andrew Higa is fishing for crab at San Francisco's Ocean Beach.
I did not eat anything for breakfast. I was out here since 4 a.m.
While the commercial season is delayed, the recreational season is open in most of the state. That means anyone with a fishing license can catch up to 10 Dungeness crabs a day.
I got one today. That's my personal best. I think he's a little over 7.5 inches.
Higa is from Hawaii and says he first had crab on Thanksgiving when his cousins from the Bay Area visited and brought live crab with them. Now that he lives here, he's trying to keep the tradition.
My parents are actually flying up for Thanksgiving, so I'm trying to get enough, but I'm stuck with one right now.
If you're not the DIY type, there's still another way to get local crab right now. Charter a boat to take you out crabbing. Patrick Harrington is a captain and a deckhand on Bass Tub, a charter crabbing boat. He says in the days leading up to Thanksgiving, they're completely booked. They charge $150 a person.
It definitely brings people out to get their holiday crab. You get a lot of customers that don't go fishing the entire year.
But for people like Vicky Francisco, none of these options work. She says she'll only eat fresh local crab, and she just wants to buy it. So there won't be any crab on her Thanksgiving table this year.
There's enough work just, you know, cracking the crab. I'm just going to sit down and enjoy somebody else's efforts. Yeah, no, not for me.
For now, the commercial season is delayed until at least December 15th. And it's not clear if it will open in time for the rest of the holiday season. I'm Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman, KQED News.